Ready for the word? Amen. Lift one hand and say, our Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we receive the revelation of your word by your spirit. Faith is in our heart. Meekness is on our hearts to receive your word in accuracy. Together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. He is glorified as we are edified. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew's Gospel 16. Now, tonight is a healing service, so we're going to direct our teaching toward that direction, towards the emphasis of healing in what Christ has done or in Christ is doing right now. In Matthew 16, our text for this camp meeting, it's been our text for camp meetings for many years. We'll just read through it. And it says, verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. He says, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? Verse 16, then Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we said, that is a name from Scripture. In other words, Jesus fulfills Scripture. We said that the personalities that they mentioned are personalities within Scripture. So he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee also, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus establishes himself as the promised Christ. Now yesterday night, we looked at the term the glory of God. And we said the glory of God is God himself. Isaiah said, all flesh shall see the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God. Isaiah said that. And John 1:14, John says, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Now pay attention. John said, we beheld his glory. In other words, we saw it. In the four gospels, he said, we saw it. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We beheld his glory. We beheld the display of his wealth. We saw it. Now, John is not just making up what he says. But he says we beheld his glory. The next chapter in John's Gospel, chapter 2, where John records, according to his own synoptic, the very first miracle of Jesus. The very first miracle of Jesus. Look at it, John 2. And notice John's Gospel 2, verse 11. This beginning, he says, of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. Let's read the B part. And manifested forth his glory. So miracles are a manifestation of the glory of God. Say, miracles are a manifestation of the glory of God. Say again, miracles are the manifestation of the glory of God. Now, if you read Numbers 14, in 21, when the Lord speaking to Moses, or speaking through Moses, he says, as I live, says the Lord, said the whole earth shall be filled with my glory. Then he says, I showed unto the children of Israel my glory and my miracles. So which means the miracles demonstrate the glory. The miracles demonstrate the glory. What is a miracle? A miracle is the show of God's power to intervene in a situation, to meet a need, to restore something that is missing or lost. A miracle is a display of God's power. Some people have said it's a supernatural intervention, which means where I couldn't find my way through, where natural things couldn't, they just couldn't set it out, where I couldn't get an answer, where nothing within the earth's sphere was able to resolve it, then God's power. Hallelujah. God's power, which means it will defy nature. You know, nature has its own science, its own calculation. You say, well, you may need to do this, you may need to do that. And then when you do this one, you will now do this one. Then you now do that one, which is fine. But there are times that after you have done this one and done that one, you remain the same. So, what is a miracle? A miracle simply means when God's power breaks into nature. Hallelujah. Where God's power breaks into nature. There's nothing wrong in following natural laws. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But you see, when natural laws are limited, God breaks the mold. Hallelujah. His power breaks the mold. So, miracles are the demonstration of God's glory in the physical realm. A miracle is seen in the natural realm. A miracle is not just felt, or let's say perceived, sorry. A miracle is not just sensed. A miracle is seen in the natural realm. And so, let's look at the ministry of Jesus, and very well. Let's look at that ministry of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus was filled with miracles. So when John says, we beheld his glory, John must have also said, we saw the miracles. We saw God's power in display in the ministry of Jesus. And one of the outstanding or prominent miracles in the life of Jesus were the miracles of healing. The miracles of healing. So let's settle something. Healing, or let's say miracles, are signs of the glory of God. The glory of God, the wealth of God, the power of God. Miracles are signs of it. Miracles are pointer to it. Miracles are evidences of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why when he sent out the 12 in Luke 9, he gave them power to witness. He gave them power. He said, cleanse the lepers. Matthew 10:2. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely should you give. Then John said, we saw his glory. How do we see his glory? In the miracles. In Luke 10, he sent another 70 out. When they came back, in verse 17, he said, Master, even the demons are subject to us through your name. He said, I beheld Satan fall at lightning from heaven. He said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the miraculous was in the authority of Christ. So if he says, I am the Christ, an evidence of that is in the miracles. The miracles of healing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The miracles of healing. So when Peter was going to talk about the ministry of Jesus, Acts 10, pay attention here. He says, how God, verse 30, anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He said, with the Holy Ghost, then with power. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. All that were oppressed of the enemy. Of the devil. For, he says, For God was with him. But what Peter is saying, the ministry of Jesus was evidenced by a healing ministry. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. Matthew records verse 23, 24. That Jesus went about. That's what we're doing this tonight. Teaching in the synagogues. Because Jesus wasn't the magician. He just didn't show up in the place and say, come on guys, we're going to get you healed. No. Jesus taught and preached. Then the sick were healed. Hallelujah. In Luke 6, 17, it says, they came to him to hear him and be healed of their infirmities. They came to hear him. Which means the message of Christ, the message that reveals Christ, is a message of divine healing. They heard him. And when they heard him, they received healing for their infirmities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do they have to hear? Because they have to hear to believe. When they believe, then they receive. They hear it. They hear it. When they hear it. Because why do you need to hear? Because sometimes you have heard the wrong things. You've heard the wrong things, wrong information. Brother Hagin will say, wrong thinking will produce wrong believing. Wrong believing will produce wrong actions. Sometimes the kind of wrong believing we have are innocent things. Years ago, almost 29 years ago, I just discovered that I was going to the hospital too often. Now, I was going before then, but this time around, it was becoming so frequent. And suddenly, I began to, you know, vomit very strange things. Sometimes it looked green. After a while, different signs, and I became very pale. So I went to the hospital. And then they couldn't get the diagnosis right. Said I should go and treat for typhoid for a while, then when it is fine, go and treat this for a while. If it doesn't come back. So somewhere along the line, you know, I was so weak. So I got the doctor. My mom was there. My dad was there. And then they said, oh, well, he has a kidney condition. And then they said, that condition, it's gone very bad. How come we didn't detect it? Because I used to think for a while I was having malaria. So I was looking for malaria. It would come like a weekly thing, you know. And so the doctor said, well, this will take you maybe, usually this stage of disease may take 6 months, but he still has a 50% chance. You know, when you hear things like that, your heart goes, and you go, yeah. You know, and that's why, you see, when people come for a healing service like this, it's good to first give them the word. So that it will first change their thinking. Some people have that kind of thinking. They say 6 months. Hey, 5 hours gone. Pastor, do something. So it's good to get the word into your heart. Now, I heard that. My mom shook her head, my dad too. So I was like, what? What's this man saying? Well, you know, my dad said something like, you know, well, there's still chance, there's still hope. And I felt, am I going to wait for that? How am I sure the 50% is real? You know, and then I was put on some medication to be drinking one tasteless stuff like that at different hours. I now became a pharmacist. I became a drug addict, all of them put together. So one day, you know, just one day. Sometimes, you know, you've heard the word of God over a while. You didn't take it seriously until you need a miracle. I tell people, don't criticize miracles. Because when you need it, and we all need it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just remember. I remember the song by Don Moen. I didn't even know which scripture it was. I am the Lord. that he led thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord. I didn't even know where it was, but I knew Domwen was not lying. That it's in God's word. Hallelujah. So I say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I receive my healing. You sent your word without even looking at the verse. Hallelujah. And he healed me. I said, I'm not going to just live for the next 6 months. I'm going to go 6 years. I'm going to go 30 years. I'm going to go 40 years. I'm going to go 50 years. Hallelujah. I just kept saying it. You know the funny thing? As I said it, the more I was getting weaker. Weaker. And I thought, hey. You know how fear comes? And you go, you better shut up. You know, you better shut up. Then fear will show you a picture like, as you are saying it, 20 years. Hallelujah. Because fear will paint pictures to you. Fear will tell you you're dying next week. Fear will tell, remember one day like that, we're having a teaching meeting. I put out the flyers, printed flyers. The theme was the anointing and his anointings. Some of the guys who were in the meeting probably are watching now. So, the day before the meeting, this is how fear is. I was praying. I'm praying and praying before the meeting and I slept off. Then suddenly my grandmother, she was alive there, she said, there are people in the compound, in the house. And my mom was, what's going on? She said, there are people and they were thieves. Harmed. Cause they shot. Whoa! Ah. So, how's us watching? We have a meeting tomorrow, anointings. What kind of anointing is this one? So, and I'm still confused. So I go to the room, they were trying to get into one of the rooms. And the guy looked at me like this. I looked at him. The other guys around him. So you can't come in Jesus' name. I don't know where I said that from. Maybe because I'd been praying for the meeting. So there was some boy saying, in Jesus' name. The guy said, shut up or not. But I didn't keep quiet. So you can't come in Jesus' name. If you don't keep quiet, I'll cut off your head. So I stopped a little bit. He said, if you cut my head, I will not get married. I'll never forget that was what came to my mind. I said, no! I cannot die but leave in the name of Jesus. You cannot come in here. As I was saying it, I tell you, there was fear. But you know what? I raised the tempo of my faith. Hallelujah. As the fear was coming, I said, you can't come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then, suddenly, that's the miracle. I had nothing. They just went back. And I'm like, oh. That is how you know it is faith. Hallelujah. I said, oh. Okay. Still where it was. Okay. So they had gone. And some 45 minutes or 1 hour, our neighbors now came in. They were banging the gate. Say, banging the gate. And then my mom said, don't go out. I said, why? So I walked to the gate. If you knew our house then, it was far to the gate. I was going like this. I remember the song I was listening to that day was God is good all the time. Again by Don Moy. So as I was walking there, I opened the gate for our neighbor and said, I said, where are they? I said, they're gone. So he said, what did you use? I said, power, power. But you know what? When I was speaking by faith, there was fear. Right? So when there's fear, raise the temple. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you cancer, you will die. In the name of Jesus, your growth, you will disappear. In the name of Jesus. So as those thoughts of the doctors came, and said 6 months, I raised my voice. I said, no, it's not going to be 6 months. It's not going to be 10 years. It's not going to be 20 years. It's not going to be 30 years. It's not going to be 40 years. Hallelujah! Because there's nothing called silent faith. Nothing like that. You raise your voice. You raise your voice. I raise my voice. Hallelujah. Now, something about a miracle is that he gives you confidence for another one. Years later, I was having this, you know, funny feeling in my body again, and I began to urinate some very funny things. So I went to the doctor. Now, Pastor Lan knows this about, I'm possibly getting all this. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, let's run some tests. And he ran the test, and he said, wow. He said, this is something else. And he began to describe it. The guy was giving me an exegesis. I said, it's okay. I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And I'm going to get healed. The guy said, young man, you don't know what I'm saying. I said, no, you don't know what I am saying. I've seen this before. Hallelujah. So I left him 2 weeks. I didn't go back in 2 weeks. Because I didn't want to just... Some of us do that. We set time, then we want to make the time. Mm-mm, forget the time, get the healing. Hallelujah. Don't set any, just get the healing. 2 weeks I didn't go back. But I was every day, I just remembered to be full of the word. Now, this is many years after the first one. So now I had insight into God's word. I began to feed on Brother Hagin tapes. I began to listen. Okay, I can have what I say. I can have what I say. I'm going to preach the gospel. I said this 9 years ago. I was going to preach the gospel 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. This is not going to stop me because I'm going to get healed. My purpose determines how I live on earth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was like that. Third week or fourth week, I went back. I said, do the sex test. Well, they did the test. And the guy was walking. I waited. I said, okay. This one will not be ready. I said, I'll go home and come back. I came back. He said, well, there's no more there. I told you. Because when I was going, see, even if I entered that hospital, I did a test, and they said it's there, I would still laugh. I was too sure. Hallelujah! 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 So sit down. When it comes to healing, Jesus taught, they heard, and then they were healed. You notice that sometimes he'll teach for 3 days? 3 days. What's he doing? Stirring up their faith. Stirring up their faith. Building up their faith. So that they can receive. Hallelujah. So that they can receive. Look at the woman with the issue of blood, Mark 5. Bible says, she had 12 years. That's a long time, right? 12 years is a long time to be sick of the same sickness. I'm sure if you went to the teaching hospitals, they will have said, you know that woman now? At that corner, the one that has that issue. Okay. Oh, we use it for the last class. Oh, yes. That we used to describe blood flow. Oh, okay. The woman we did from 4 sets ago. Yes, 4 sets ago. She's still there. Just go and, just use it to teach this sickness. So she became like, you know, sometimes, have you seen some textbooks? They'll use certain people as the pictures. So that woman was a picture. So she lived with it. But you know what? When she heard about Jesus, there's a hearing. Now, you know, the information about Jesus was not always the right things. Some spoke the wrong things. Some called him names, but she heard the right thing. Many times, we don't guard our hearts from the things that we hear. She heard the right thing. As she did, Mark tells us, she kept saying, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She kept saying. 1 week, we don't know. 2 weeks, we don't know. 3 weeks, we don't know. 4 weeks, we don't know. But she kept saying. So, when Jesus was passing, because there's always that moment of faith, when your faith comes in contact with God's power, When Jesus was passing, even though Jesus was going elsewhere, she had said it long enough for God's power to flow in her direction. If I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Scripture says immediately, the fount of her blood dried up. And she was healed of her plague. Then Jesus, knowing something had happened, turned around and said, who touched my clothes? Said, for virtue had left my body. That is power. Jesus knew the power of God had done something. That's why many times in meetings, we say, the someone is healed now. That means we know God's power is going somewhere to heal someone. Pay attention here. And then the woman came out. And she told. Now, why was Mark, and definitely Jesus, particular about our story? So that it can be repeated. It's written so that we can act upon it. So, he said, tell us what happened. How many people did Jesus call like that? They got healed in their thousands. But this one, he knew he was going to the house of Jairus. But this woman, by faith, connected with the power of God. What happened? Then she said, you know, on Monday when I heard the tapes, I began to listen to the word of God. Then I began to say it. It's my time. I'm healed tonight. I'm going to be healed that night. I'm going to be healed tomorrow. I'm going to be healed on Friday. She kept saying it. She said to Jesus, said, when I was cooking, I was saying it. When I was washing, I was saying it. When I was driving, I was saying it. When I saw something on TV, I changed the channel. I kept saying what I was saying. When I saw something that, you know, came from the Earth magazines, I switched the channel again. I put on the word of God. I was saying it. I was saying it. I was saying it. I was saying it. So when you showed up, I knew this is it. Hallelujah. Immediately, the fount of her blood. The interesting thing is, as Jesus said that, Jairus was there. He heard everything she said. And then he came to Jesus and said, don't bother going to Jairus' house. His daughter is dead. Now, Jesus was going, oh, testimony I heard is about healing. This one is about death. Jesus said, it's the same thing. Fear not, only believe. Which means, Jairus, just do what she did. Put the word of God on your lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no incurable diseases with God. Glory to God. None. None at all. There's no incurable diseases with God. None. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have your seat, come on. And so, here we are. Jairus, do not be afraid. Only believe. In other words, keep saying what you were saying. So as God's people, God's children, as God's family, we need to hear God's word more. Some of us, we have heard too much negative things. Too many negative things. And we focus a lot on it. A lot on it. We know the doctor's report more than God's word. We know a lot about what diseases are doing in the world. Remember when the pandemic, you know, was ravaging the world. I said something to the members of our church. I said, you see, we have to be cautious, wear a mask and all that. I said, but we're not afraid. So we're not afraid. If at all anyone gets infected, he will be healed. Hallelujah. We're not afraid. Praise the Lord. You can be cautious, but do not get into fear. Hallelujah. Don't get into fear. Don't get into fear. Praise the Lord. Don't get into fear. We are people of faith. We trust in the power of God. We believe in the power of God. We receive the power of God. We walk in the power of God. Hallelujah. 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 Because no matter how cautious you are, you cannot be so extra cautious and perfectly cautious. Am I right? Is that good English? You can't be so perfectly extra. What did I say again? Perfectly, perfectly cautious. There are many things that, with all your caution, hallelujah, they will come your way. But the power of God can handle them all. The power of God can handle them all. The power of God can handle them all. So feed your mind with the word of God. Not just tonight, not just for this service. Feed your mind with the word. Feed your mind well with the word. Feed your mind with the word. No, someone told me the story of how, you know, he was very, very sick. Very sick. The son, I think. Very sick. And then they said, it's the fault of the hospital. We are going to fight the hospital. I said, you can't fight the hospital and fight by faith. Choose your battles. Do you want to fight the hospital or do you want to believe God? I said, alright, we'll believe God. Leave the hospital alone. If you fight the hospital, they will give you compensation. Would I heal the son? No. Leave the hospital alone. What do you want? We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. So she began listening to the word of God. Went on our website. Listen to the word of God. And they said, no, this child is going to remain like this for the rest of his life. And began to listen to the word of God. This is the word of God. Then went back for the test. And said the thing completely disappeared. Completely. There's no trace of it anymore. I said, I told you. You choose your battles. If you're fighting, hey, you know, I won't take it. You're in the flesh. No, you can't get something in the flesh. You've got to be in faith. Hallelujah. You've got to be in faith. Fill your mind. Don't fill your mind with activism. Fill your mind with words of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you have to check what's on your mind. Hallelujah. How do I know when I'm in faith? I have expectation. I have expectation to believe and to receive. Praise God. I said, praise God. I have expectation to believe and to receive. To believe and to receive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. So, we're going to be in faith. Amen. Gonna be in faith. Oh, glory to God. The healing power of God is not magic. Amen. It's the power of God. Faith gives direction to the power of God. Let me say something to us. You see, thank God for technology and science. And we're grateful. I love science. I take advantage of it. But church, we are the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and the healer is the head of the church. 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 Sit down. Praise God. And he's still the head of the church. Glory to God. 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 So how is healing received? Very simple. How is healing received? Firstly, we just saw it. The word of God is taught. Luke 5:17. Jesus was teaching. The Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal. Hallelujah. As Jesus was teaching, the power of the Lord was present. So where the word of God is taught, the power of God is present. Hallelujah. Where the word is taught, the power of the Lord is present. Glory to God. So, when I hear the word, I'm hearing God's power. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Acts 8:5. As he preached, the Bible says the people with one accord gave heed to the signs and miracles that he did. That means at the preaching of God's word, we have God's power in demonstration. The time you don't need to pray for anyone. Times just because you are preaching God's word. Just because God's word is in the atmosphere, people can get healed. God's word is in the atmosphere. So sometimes I wonder, some say, well, I couldn't come to service. Say why? Because I wasn't feeling fine. That is the right time to come to service. Hallelujah. I just couldn't get, because I wasn't feeling fine. So I didn't go to church, I went to the hospital. Why did you do that? Because I want to get well first before I come to the church. No. That means your mind is filled with garbage. You are not feeling good, you go to church. Hallelujah. What is in church? The power of the Lord is present to heal. The pastor needs not be preaching about healing. But every time you are in that service, what's going on? The power of the Lord is present to heal. Hallelujah. You get to the service. Praise God. You get to the service. Praise God. I don't go and say, well, let me just go. The cuckoo said the power of God is there. No! You say in the name of the Lord Jesus. As I get into that atmosphere, I know the power of God is there. Because we have prayed up. The power of the Holy Ghost is there. As I enter the service, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to His name. The word of God is taught. Healing is received. What else? Hands are laid. Hands are laid. Mark 16. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick. Verse 18. And the sick shall recover. Because Jesus himself laid hands on many that were sick. Hands are laid. Physical contact is made. Hands are laid. Which means, as the word of God is taught, I must release my faith to receive from the power of God. As hands are laid. And tonight, hands will be laid. Praise God. Hands will be laid. And when hands are laid on you, you receive. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I said glory to God. Someone told me one time, he said, so when hands are laid on me, what else do I need to do? I said, do what? When hands are laid on you, you receive. You receive. You receive. That's what you do. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hands are laid. Hands are laid. Acts 10:38. Look at this text of scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, so what is the how of the healing power? The Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and then with power. He went about doing good, healing all over the place of the devil. Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So God uses men. Hallelujah. God uses men to minister. To minister. And so how you receive is very vital. Let me mention this quickly. Last year, I was preaching for Pastor Somi's church. Remember that day? I was not comfortable at all. In fact, at some point, I was really wondering how I was going to preach throughout the service with the pain. There was so much pain that day. And I didn't say anything to anyone. I was so much in pain. And I was going to preach for him. And I was going to also minister to the sick. Hallelujah. Sometimes the minister himself is receiving from the power of God there. And I felt so much pain that night. Was it the night? Yeah. So much pain that night. So I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive healing in this service today. So, as I got up, I was still feeling the pain. A whole lot. It now got worse as I started to sit down. Because while I was at the guest house, I was just not comfortable. I laid down on one side, had to move to another side. So I felt, wow. So I got to the service, I said, I believe God. In that service, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will be healed. In the name of Jesus, I just believe God. So I was in the service, I was preaching. So a brother, he was about to lead the song, I said, give us a song. So he just sang about healing that night, right? The power of God. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I connect to that song. Yep. I connect to that song. Some people hear songs for, they read them. Oh, what a healing Jesus. You don't need healing, have you? I say, in the name, I'm on the pulpit, right? I told him to sing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive healing right now. in the name of, from that song right now. Yep, yep, I connect to it right now. Praise the Lord. So I was preaching. I was preaching. The old pain was still there. But I kept preaching. Now I'm in faith. I act like the word of God is true. Hallelujah. So I acted like the word is true. I just kept preaching. I taught. Then I also ministered to the sick. Hallelujah. While I was doing that, the pain was there, but I looked beyond it. My faith was now before me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as I got to the guest house, because notice, the thing is all gone. Praise God. It's all gone. Praise God. How? I knew to receive from God's vessel. Amen. Amen. I said amen. From a song. 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 A song. Which means you don't have to wait for the pastor to preach. Sometimes. You don't have to wait for anyone to lay hands on you sometimes. When you see the direction of the move of the Holy Ghost. And you see where the song is going. Say, I receive. In the name of Jesus. Because songs bring atmospheres. I receive in the name of Jesus. So you can receive by laying on hands. We can also have cloths prayed upon. Jesus had people touch his clothes. Paul had handkerchiefs and aprons taken from his body. Acts 19:11-12. And it was laid on the sick. And those that were possessed of demons, they got the demons cast out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Amen. 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 Power of God is here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you received? I believe in my heart, I say with my mouth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. But you have some fear in your mind. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Increase the volume of your faith. Say, I receive. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on, lift your hands. The power of God is here. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Oh, bless the Lord.